You're back in with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're broadcasting from the train depot in Clee Ellum, Washington. An exciting, very exciting announcement has been made about a new rail trail that's stretching from Washington State to Washington, D.C. It's called the Great American Rail Trail. And with us here to tell you more about it is Liz Thorstenson. She's the Vice President of Trail Development for the Rails to Trails Conservancy. Liz, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, John. I'm happy to be here.
The timing of this announcement has to do with something that happened 150 years ago.
It absolutely does. The Golden Spike happened 150 years ago, and because this is a rail trail, it's just couldn't be better timing that we're celebrating this day at this moment.
And to remind all of you, going back to U.S. history, that Golden Spike and Promontory was what connected America in terms of our railroads and all the immigration and all the commerce that went from east to west and west to east and really built up our nation into what it is today. That happened in 1869, but here we are in 2019. A lot of those railroads have been abandoned. A fair amount of them have been converted already to rail trails that are multi-use trails for bikers, for horseback riders, for hikers. And now your vision is to connect it all together to make it a transcontinental rail trail. Tell me more about exactly how many miles are we talking here?
We're talking 3,700 miles across the country from Washington, D.C. to Washington State.
Wow. People hear this and they're thinking, this is going to be hard to do. But the fact of the matter is that you've got a good portion of this that already exists today.
Absolutely. There's already over 50% of this trail complete, and that's why we're elevating this moment to say we really think that the next 50% is within sight, and we're gathering all of our state partners and hundreds of local partners from across the country to commence this work and finish this trail.
So 1,900 miles of rail trails already exist. And like we said, folks, this isn't just for people to walk on, bicycle on, or ride a horse on. You know, a lot of these rail lines, they were built along streams because that was a natural route for them to go to. So if you're an angler, you might be interested in going on some of these. If you're a wildlife watcher, a lot of these rail trails go through some land that is really undisturbed. So bring your binoculars, bring your camera. There's a lot to do on these trails. And in some places, I understand there's even parks alongside where you can camp.
Absolutely. This trail really demonstrates the tremendous geography and diversity of our country. You can see every landscape along this route. If you want to camp, there are definitely places, depending on the state you're in, where you can find those locations along open sections. For example, I know near where I live in Washington, D.C., the CNO Canal Trail, there are absolutely camping spots, and I've been so happy to meet people this week in Washington State who have told me they've visited there and they've camped along the CNO to do their ride.
Well, let's work our way from west to east to the greater Northwest where our audience is. And let's start off with Washington State because there's a great existing rail system that's already here with just a few bridges, literally, that need to be gapped.
Absolutely. So the main gem that we're celebrating, and we're at this spot today in Clee Ellum, Washington, is to celebrate the Palouse to Cascade State Park Trail. This is the main spine that really makes the Great American Rail Trail possible in Washington State. And it's one of the longest rail trails in the country. So we're so thrilled that this can be the spine for the Washington network.
This really goes from the Cascade Mountains east into the Palouse country, and it connects to Idaho. Now, Idaho, also, it may be a small part of the state that has this rail trail that's part of the Great American Rail Trail, but it's got one of the best parts, especially the route of the Hiawatha that goes through here.
Absolutely. You've got the route of the Hiawatha. You've got the Coeur d'Alene. These are just iconic rail trails that connect you into Idaho.
And folks, if you've never done the route of the Hiawatha before along the border of Idaho and Montana, you are missing out. It is one of the most spectacular, family-friendly rail trail bicycle riding experiences you'll ever enjoy. You'll cross trestles, you'll go through tunnels. It is a true adventure you're going to love. Now, moving from Idaho into Montana, this is where we start having some real gaps where we don't have existing rail trails. What are the plans to get you from Montana into Wyoming?
Lee, so there's about 20% of the Great American Rail Trail complete in Montana, which, as you know, would leave 80% to complete. But there are lots of great connection opportunities. We've had excellent meetings with Montana leaders, and there's great systems like the Headwaters Trail system in and around Three Forks, which is where we kicked off our launch today over there. So there are great assets, lots of communities that already connect to the outdoors. It's just a matter of kind of bringing the pieces together.
And I think you're going to find you're going to get a lot of support from the state of Montana and their outdoor recreation arm as well, because they do see the vision here. Of that, knowing those people, I have no doubt that's going to happen. Another place that's all about the outdoors is the state of Wyoming. But again, there's very little existing rail trail that's in the Cowboy State.
Absolutely. There's a lot of work to do in Wyoming. But again, we've had excellent partners there, excellent state leaders, wonderful meetings with them, and they're absolutely committed to making this vision a reality. One of the most exciting parts about the Wyoming sections is the entrance in and out of Yellowstone National Park. And so that's just such an exciting connection that we think will entice so many people to the trail. There's going to be other opportunities for rural economic development in the central part of the state as well. So lots to do, but lots of great opportunity to have lots of other benefits that align with the state's priorities. So we're excited about that.
And I think it's important to note you touched on something there, whether it's Wyoming or Montana that have to build these rail trails, or whether it's Washington and Idaho that already have them. There is a real economic benefit to these existing trails. And once you join them together, just like the Pacific Crest Trail or the Appalachian Trail, you're going to have people that are going to be through bikers, through hikers, that are going to want to do an epic adventure like this. And they all have money that they're contributing to the local economy with.
Absolutely. We've cataloged lots of studies along the entire route across the country. So we're gathering those numbers. We know that bicycle tourism and walking tourism bring in lots of those external local economic development dollars that are so important to so many of these rural communities that have had shifts in their industry and are looking to diversify into other types of opportunities for their residents, other types of jobs. We also know that these kinds of assets attract new residents to want to live in these places and attract new employers. So whether you're in more of a mid-sized community or small town community, we know that there's this benefit if it's done really intentionally and collectively.
Let's talk about helping the Great American Rail Trail come to fruition. What can our listeners do to help out?
What we're trying to do right now is gather a million different people's voices together to pledge your support for the Great American Rail Trail. It's just a matter of signing up your name and email on greatamericanrailtrail.org. Put your voice in and let the country know that you support the vision of completing the Great American Rail Trail.
This is a way people can voice their support. I know you're going to need some money for this as well. Now, I know a lot of it's going to come from grants at both the federal and the state level, but at a certain point, you're going to need the users to step up and contribute too. Is there a mechanism for them to do this?
Absolutely. We most want people's voices and showing their support that this is something that they want, this gift to the country. But it takes a lot of work across our organization and lots of partner organizations to make this work happen. So those donations make a huge difference in enabling us to do our job as well.
Okay, so whether you want to donate or whether you just want to find out more, the website is the same. It's greatamericanrailtrail.org, greatamericanrailtrail.org. The Rails to Trails Conservancy is spearheading this effort, but it's going to have great benefit to all of you who love to hike, who love to bike, who love to ride a horse, or just enjoy nature along those wonderful rail trails that we have across America. Again, 3,700 miles. That's the vision from Washington State to Washington, D.C. GreatAmericanRailTrail.org is the website to go to. Liz, thanks for sharing this with us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for the opportunity. It was a pleasure to join you.